Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Hey, this is Rashad White. You're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap. I'm joined by Cody Carpentier as Cody and I are starting to figure out what the heck we're going to be doing for the RosterWatch.com training camp tour, where we're heading out to. We're starting to get some dates coming in, and the reason we can do the training camp tour is because of our great pro members at RosterWatch.com. So if you're not a pro member, man, we're putting up all kinds of different tools and things that are going to be able to help you with your fantasy football drafts this year, as well as things that are going to help you with player props, pick'ems, everything like that, starting out in the NFL preseason. So make sure and go check it out. Get a pro membership at Roster Watch. Support your boys, man. It's how we can do this. It's how we can get out, get to these camps. It's how we keep the lights on. So please, rosterwatch.com, get a pro membership. All right, Cody, with that being said, let's just talk over some of these teams in no particular order here. I guess we're going in order of the teams that we have the most information on as far as joint practices, when practices actually are going to be occurring, when they're on the books. We have the Cleveland Browns. Looks like rookies are going to report on the 22nd, veterans report on the 23rd. Is that a camp that we'll want to get out to?
I mean, generally, I would tell you I don't really want to go to Cleveland, but I think Cleveland's probably one that we should, just given the quarterback situation, whether it sounds like it's going to be Flacco, but whether, you know, Shador's going to push for this thing, Dylan Gabriel's going to push, or Kenny Pickett's going to push. I think that would have a lot of could give us some assistance, I guess, in especially the target, who the target is. Is it Njoku? Is it Judy? Is it Tillman? Is there, you know, Jamari Thrash really going to do something here? Is he going to give us a Greg Dortch type situation, or is this just going to be a run first offense? I think that's going to be the overarching thought at Cleveland, is just how's this offense run? And it feels like we're probably already in line with how it's going to run. It's going to be a run first offense, but I think having a idea, if I like Tillman already, but if I shouldn't like Tillman at all, or if Thrash is running ahead of him, or Mike Woods looks good, he's back, or if it's just straight up, this is Judy's offense. Because I have a hard time believing this is straight up just Judy's offense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude. I mean, I just don't know if I don't know how much I'm going to, I don't know how much I'm going to like the saying that this is going to be a run first offense. I know that, but you think to yourself, what else are they going to do? But this is a team, when you look at our strength of schedule stuff, I mean, only 2 games indoors next year. They also have the worst average implied team total over the course of the season. 18.55 points per game is the average implied team total. And as far as just the strength of schedule on the whole, using the strength of schedule sheet here, the matrix that we have up for you guys at Roster Watch, the third worst schedule for opposing running backs we're projecting. So with that being said, I think that it's still going to be important. Is like, are Quinshon Judkins and Dylan Sampson in a committee? Is Jerome Ford, we're going to be biting into this thing? Because right now you have a season-long over-under on Judkins at 675.5 rushing yards. If he's the clear lead back, I mean, how hard is it going to be for him to smash that by getting you 50 yards a game?
That's going to be a big problem too. Like, where Judkins is going, I know the Chargers are on this list too, but Judkins and Hampton – with the competition in those backfields, Judkins is a big one. Because I heard you talking about Sampson the other day on a pod, and it's like, if Sampson just has this third down rule, and if he's already biting into Quinshon, like that, the Quinshon ADP, we can't be in on Quinshon in the top 70.
The Los Angeles Chargers, it looks like the rookies are going to report on the 16th of July. Veterans report on the 23rd. This is one that Byron's going to be at anyway, because he loves going out there to LA. In LA, you can get not only the Chargers and the Rams, but also the Cowboys while they're in Oxnard. And then you can make just a trip right up the road. You can still – sometimes the Raiders will come back to Napa. I'm not sure if they're going to be this year. Do we have information on that at all?
On the chart – on – say it again?
Do we have information whether the Raiders are going to have any practices in Napa, or whether they're going to have them all in Las Vegas?
No, Raiders are going to be based. I'm not sure if they're going to make a trip out there or not, but they're going to be based out of Henderson this year. Chargers will be based out of El Segundo at the Bolt at the new state, at the new facility. And then the Rams will be at Loyola Marymount.
Okay. So, at least we'll be getting three teams there, and who knows if Byron will make the trip up. I'm sure he'll want to make the trip up the California coast to be able to go to San Francisco as well. We'll just see what happens with the Raiders, whether they spend any time out there, but certainly hope for some joint practices and stuff. That's part of one of the real keys of looking at this, is getting to see two teams at once and getting to see them actually work a lot of team drills. The Chargers, though, it's going to be important to get out to it, man. We're going to have to depend on Byron about just one thing, and really one thing only. And that's, how much is Omarion Hampton going to bite in to what Najee Harris does, or vice versa? How much is, like, maybe he gets there and he's like, dude, Omarion Hampton's the lead back, which if that's the case, all of a sudden wheels are all the way up.
I mean, wheels are all the way up in that situation. But I was just going through the ADPs and like looking, like, you know, the difference between where Najee and Omarion Hampton are right now. Omarion Hampton's around 46th overall consensus, all the way up at 34 on FFPC, which is, you know, obviously high stakes and it's early, but that's pretty high.
Third round pick. I'll say it 100 times. It's hard to spend a fourth or now a third round pick on a guy that you're not really sure that you're going to put in your starting lineup in week one.
Exactly. And Najee's going off literally 60 picks later. Like, that's a massive thing we need to figure out, because that's a massive edge. If you go up there and Omarion just kind of standing around holding the ball and being Jalen Warren, like, and Najee's the guy, like, as much as people hate Najee and as lumbering as he is, it works. And it's 1,000 yards after 1,000 yards after 1,000 yards. And this is Harbaugh. Like, Harbaugh is going to run the rock. And if it's Najee, you got to believe it's going to be Najee. And that's just a pure value, even though we love Omarion Hampton. How many times have we seen, I know running backs are more rare, but how many times have we seen rookies get dropped in fantasy football? I'm not saying Omarion's going to, but
no.
Imagine it's like Najee goes in there and he's got like 83% opportunity share the first 4 weeks of the season. People aren't going to – people will. People are – there's stupid people out there. People will cut Omarion Hampton in that situation. And that's just what I'm saying. Like, that's going to be a nuisance to have on your roster. Now, I'm not going to cut him, but
I had to cut Odell Beckham in 2014.
Exactly.
Buys, dude. Trash man picked him up and hosed me in the championship. And
I'm not sure I'd ever announce that live on a podcast ever again, but yeah.
The next one is the Falcons. I don't think we need to get out to the Falcons. I think we're good, right?
I don't think so. I mean, I think we know what
good.
I assume I know what Michael Penix is, so I kind of feel good about that.
The Steelers, I mean, if we can get there, I think we probably should. They sometimes will have like joint practice. Do they have joint practices in Greenbrier or something with the Saints this year? They got something like that.
I'm not sure. I know they have. So the one I got out to last year was in Pittsburgh. It's when they came back from Latrobe. They went to the stadium and it was against Buffalo. This year they have that, but it's against Tampa. So,
okay.
Depending on how the trek goes, I love getting to Latrobe. Latrobe in Pittsburgh. It's either one of those would be great. And of course, I mean, to see Rodgers, I saw him when he was with the Jets a couple of years ago, to see Metcalf. And to see this backfield,
whether there's a connection, like whether they're locked on, right? And then like this whole Caleb Johnson thing with Jaylen Warren, that's important, right? That's the reason why we go on the training camp tour. You're not gonna hear from reporters which one of these guys is always up first in drills, and what the actual touch split is looking like between the two and stuff like that. It's just, you can get a whole lot from this stuff that we don't get from beat writers. It's why we invest in this. It's why we need you guys to continue being subscribers and helping us out at Roster Watch, because we're going to be bringing you the information that you won't find anywhere else. But I think it's important to get there to this one.
That QR code's in the top right if you do want to jump over to Roster Watch immediately as well. But I think that's the thing. In Pittsburgh, I like Rodgers, but when Rodgers is in your media, Rodgers is what's covered, right? Like Metcalf will be covered a little bit. Caleb, maybe. But like, you're not going to hear much about Roman Wilson, Calvin Austin, these guys that, who's going to be the wide receiver too.
Doesn't it seem like Aaron Rodgers might like a Roman Wilson type? He likes these slot wide receivers to get open.
But he's going to like one. He's going to like at least one of those two guys.
Yeah.
That's a given.
Yeah.
Is it Roman or is it Calvin? Also the Jonnu Smith stuff. Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth,
you got dusted if you had Jonnu Smith, man. This is terrible. The New England Patriots, I don't know. I'm beginning to think that maybe, has Stephon Diggs even passed his physical yet?
I don't think he's taken it. Yeah.
Okay. I want to see how Travion Henderson's being utilized. But that one will be one where hopefully we can get Mitch up there. Mitch likes going to the Giants. He likes going to the Patriots, and he parlays that into a trip back home to visit his family. So hopefully we can get that done. I don't think it needs to be something where we need to get you, Trash Man, Byron, or myself out to that one. Bengals, it would be nice to see if Taj Brooks is being used in any kind of complementary role to Chase Brown. But that's my only question about the offense for fantasy.
Yeah.
There's a situation where it's like you come back, you're going to come back and say like, oh, well, like Yossi Vosh or Burton, they look good and stuff like that. And they'll be good in the preseason games, but they'll turn to complete dust once the season starts. So
I don't think we need to get to Cincy either. I think we know what that whole offense is. And the only question is the Taj Brooks thing. We kind of already know he's probably not going to take the role from Chase, but he's definitely going to have a role in that offense. And then of course, the weaponry outside of him is pretty straightforward.
Vikings, we're going to get to because you're traveling to Minnesota to visit family. So you're going to be able to get there to that one. We'll make sure to keep an eye on just how JJ McCarthy looks in general. He's a real target of ours using the ultimate draft cheat sheet, where if you follow the three simple rules, an expert quality draft is guaranteed. I'm able to get him in the 14th round. Cody is my QB2 with my last pick in a 12-team league before kickers and defenses. So I really like that. But want to see how he looks and also how much Jordan Mason's working in.
That's my number one. My number one is just Jordan Mason thing. He's going off right now, 108th consensus, a low of 83, a high of 159 on ESPN right now. And just kind of that same conversation, like what is the split going to look like? Aaron Jones gets another year older, another year less healthy like he has been the last couple. And I think Mason, I talked about it in a couple of shows, like this is a guy that – this is no homerism attached. I just think that this is a role in a hyper-efficient offense with Kevin O'Connell where you could see a guy like this at 220 pounds, if he gets enough opportunities, lead the NFL in rushing touchdowns. It's like, is he going to have a role that is, susceptible to doing that? Like, I remember, was it 3 years ago? It's not going to obviously be like this, but 3 years ago it was Alexander Mattison and Ty Chandler was what I was looking at. And the poll – it didn't end up mattering because Madison stunk, but like Madison could have been a game breaker, and they gave him 90% of the opportunities in practice. And it was like, this is pretty clear. Ty Chandler is not going to be something here.
Right.
If, for example, Aaron Jones is just the guy and Jordan Mason just doesn't have a role in practice, that's going to be a big tell.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For the New York Giants, I say no thank you. I don't have any interest in any Giant that's not named Malik Nabers. Once I've looked at the strength of schedule, like, it's a tough strength of schedule for opposing wide receivers. I don't care. Some of these guys are just matchup proof. I see Malik Nabers as one of these matchup proof guys. I'm not saying he's Ja'Marr Chase. I'm not saying he's Justin Jefferson. I'm not saying he's A.J. Brown or peak Tyreek Hill or anything like that, right? But what I am saying is these are guys that when I see them, I don't care about the matchup. I do worry about the strength of schedule for dudes. I'm not taking any of these Giants, man, unless I can get value on some kind of Cam Scataboo or Tyrone Tracy. I think seeing what that split could look like once we get into fall camp, once Scataboo is presumably healthy, could be interesting, but I just feel like that's going to be a major talking point within the New York media anyway, where we're going to be able to find out, see clips online, talk to sources, et cetera.
That's the benefit of the New York media having no talent on a roster, is that they have to talk about, you know, the rookie and the running back. So Scataboo and Tyrone Tracy going like six picks apart from each other. Hopefully we get eyes on Najee Harris before that, because Najee's going right between them, which I think is already mispriced no matter what happens. So I would agree with you. Malik Nabers, no matter what.
Cody, currently based out of South Carolina for the time being, and I'm assuming you're going to be able to get to Carolina Panthers to see your guy, Tet McMillan. Is he really the wide receiver one, right? And then are we just teeing things up for all the volume to Chuba, or do we have a Rico Dowdle problem here? I think that those are important things to – important things to assess, because you're talking about guys that are, you know, early mid round type of picks that could have outsized fantasy performances as it relates to those ADPs.
You know what, man? I Rico Dowdle might be part of that question, but I think that Trevor Etienne is going to be part of that question too.
Sure, yeah. I should have mentioned Trevor Etienne. Yeah.
I think that whole running back room is interesting, because I think it, you know, last year wasn't able to make it to Carolina because the practices were tight and goofy and stuff. And I got to talk to Mike Kay, who covers them. He's one of the best in the, you know, I think in the league right now covering the Panthers. And he was like, Chuba. He's like, Chuba, do it. Like, Chuba. I was like, all right, we'll take it. We'll take it for what it is. I believe you. I trust you. He's one of the best there is. So, I don't know what that's going to look like this year. If it's just full on Chuba's job, sure. But again, like you said, they go out and get Rico. Miles Sanders leaves. He had no juice. Rico's got a little more juice. And Trevor Etienne, you know, he's got the pedigree, and we saw him do it at Georgia, definitely against Texas. So I'll be interested to see that running back room. And then also, like, just – I don't know if I think I trust Dave Canales, but I really want to see some potency in this, like, offense. Like, we know they can run it, right? And I know Bryce Young can sling it. He did it in college. But it's like you got Leggett. You got Tet McMillan. Thielen's going to play underneath. You got these pieces. You got Jimmy Horn, who can take the top off. Like, I want to see some potency here. I want to see if this is going to be, you know, potentially, I'm not going to ever put this into the top tier of, like, offenses of scoring and fantasy and creating and stuff, but, like, just give us a Minnesota light, right? Like a Minnesota light. You look at Minnesota and it's like, whoever's the quarterback scores points because of JJ and Addison and Jones and Hockenson, et cetera, et cetera. It's a good offensive line. It's like, if you can be just a junior version of that and be dependable in fantasy football, I think that's going to be massive. So that's definitely something coupled on top of Tet that I want to see.
A couple of other teams here that we don't need to go over because we know we'll be at, well, knock on wood, unless things change. We're usually at Rams. Byron goes to Rams. Byron goes to Cowboys while he's out there. He schedules those together. We know that Trashman always likes to go to Colts and Bears and stuff like that because he travels to the whatever concert. I forget. I think it's Lollapalooza he goes to in Chicago, and he parlays that into a – Trashman's so disgusting. What a dirtball. So we'll be in Indy. We know that we won't be in Baltimore because Baltimore does not allow in roster watch because we're
– I think I'm going to get Baltimore, though, because Baltimore is going to be at Washington for a joint.
Oh, okay.
So I went to Washington last year. I think I can get into Washington.
The thing is, I don't think it's that important to be at Baltimore. We know how that offense is going to run. We know it's really, really tough with the target distribution among the wide receivers. You know what I mean?
But with Washington, though?
No, it's great. It's great. I mean, you might be able to pick something up. You might be able to pick up something like, dude, Isaiah Likely is going to play more snaps than Mark Andrews or something. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there could be something like that comes out of it. So I do like that. And then you mentioned, so Commanders, we'll be able to get out to Commanders, Ravens, joint. Tennessee Titans, is it just would we just go out there to see how the new quarterback, Cam Ward, looks and how the offense is operating in general?
I think that's a big nugget there. They have a joint at Tampa and at Atlanta. So I know we talked about Atlanta earlier not being the most important, but they do have a joint with Tennessee and then also in Tampa. Obviously, that's where Byron's based out of. And seeing Cam, you know, with the Restrepos, with the Chimdikes, with the Calvin Ridleys, with the Alec Amanners, I think that's important because that's a cheap. That's the cheapest receiving core right now in fantasy football. And if you can get any kind of edge on it, you know, Manners got nothing right now. No helium. Like, I feel like what's being drafted is people are like, hey, we can get some value on Calvin Ridley. He's up to 73rd overall right now in consensus ADP. It's like you and I, we're like, hey, we got to check out this Restrepo thing. It's like, but what if Alec Amanner is just – what if he's just a pro? What if he's just a good receiver? We gotta figure that out. I think that's important. And especially like if Cam is, you know, I remember going out and seeing Jaden Daniels last year at that one practice in Washington. And I was like, this is easy. This is obvious. He's raising everything around him. And if Cam's doing that, it's going to be obviously you saw how big it was in Washington last year. I'm not sure Cam can raise the Titans to that level, but get him to the AFC championship. But I think that, you know, if Cam is close to that, he could definitely take this team to the next level.
That's why if you use the ultimate draft cheat sheet last year and you follow the three simple rules at the top of the sheet of paper and did not break the rules and bastardize our beautiful, magical, mystical, mythical creation, then you would have had Jaden Daniels as your quarterback last season. And not only because of the training camp stuff, but we've always loved JD for sure. But training camp, when it really felt good to hear Cody come back and say, this is it, man. It's time to go. It's time to make the move. You mentioned earlier about the Bucs. Obviously, we're going to get the Steelers have a joint with them? And then we just mentioned Tennessee's got a joint. Like, we're going to be able to get to see them. Byron will get to see the Broncos and the 49ers. The Seahawks, I don't think we're going to be able to make it.
Seahawks.
You see a joint practice.
They have their joint practice is like the last day. I think it's at Green Bay on like the 21st or something. So it's pretty much once everything, the hay's in the barn at that point.
Yeah. We're going to have to depend on, some of the stellar reporting from the, Seattle beat on that one. But I certainly would be interested to see. It's like, does Ken Walker look totally healthy? And is this just going to be a total funnel situation as far as the receivers to Cooper Kupp and JSN? Yeah. But I think we're going to be getting those reports anyway, and getting to see clips as well, as about like which one's even in the slot. It's just, so those are going to be important things to see here. The Philly, I'm not sure that we care about going to see Philly. We know what that offense is. It's really condensed. You know what players that you want. You just don't want to touch the others, right? You want Jalen Hurts. You want A.J. Brown. You want Devontae Smith. And you want Saquon Barkley. It's like, what else are we going to learn?
We could learn if Will Shipley's ready to be one of the best handcuffs, but that's not enough to spend some money to go up there.
Raiders, Byron will go see them. Bears, Trashman always goes to see them. Miami, is that important?
Hey, well, I mean, we got to figure out if Darren Waller is going to be the wide receiver three or not.
Right? Yeah, right. Lions, I'm not sure what we'll be able to get exactly out of that, but maybe is Lions one that's important?
I mean,
isn't that a kind of know what you got situation too?
I mean, yeah, in theory, it's like, yeah, you'd like to know what the new offense looks like, but I don't think it's worth the squeeze when you say, I mean, you just know it's Gibbs and Montgomery, St. Brown, Jameson, Laporta. Like, it's pretty much there. And I don't think a lot's going to change outside of, you know, if Jameson takes a step forward from a target perspective. I don't think we're going to be able to figure that out in practice. I guess the offensive line, you could learn – you know, with this Ragnow retirement, if there's a lag in that offensive line, you know, we're starting to work on the offensive line rankings for later this month. It's like, that's going to be something. I think we can figure that out though online. So I don't think Detroit's quite worth the squeeze. It's a good enough team, man.
The Jets, that's another one for Mitch, man. Mitch, if we can get Mitch in there, he'll go to Giants. He'll go to Jets. He'll go to Patriots. And obviously it will depend on him to what he says about his, about his beloved Patriots and his hated Jets. Would be obviously completely unbiased coming back and telling us Justin Fields is going to set the Jets back a whole decade and stuff. So the Texans and the Saints is a trip that I've made on back-to-back, go to Texans, then just head to New Orleans from there. I think it's probably going to be worth it this year just to find out, you know, is Jaden Higgins lining up as the wide receiver two? Is Jalen Noel pushing Christian Kirk to play out of the slot for the Texans? Are we getting any kind of, you know, any kind of real competition for touches with like, say like a Woody Marks or something like that for Joe Mixon? Is Mixon out of a walking boot? What are the beat reporters around there saying about that? Are they worried? And then New Orleans, I think it's kind of important to go see.
I mean, New Orleans is, yeah. I mean, is Shook competent enough to run this offense?
Or what if it's Spencer Rattler? What if it's still Spencer Rattler coming out there first?
That could be a problem. I don't even know.
It might not be a problem for Chris Olave's target volume.
Oh, the guy that hasn't scored 25 fantasy points in 2 years?
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, but at least Spencer Rattler knows. He tells the media, he's like, man, I got one job out here. I got to get the ball to 12.
You know? And the defense knows that. That's the problem.
Yeah. That's not the problem. The problem is Rattler stinks and he takes way too many sacks. God, he holds
that too. I will say the Jacksonville side, I definitely want to get to Jacksonville. I got to figure out this running back situation.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get to Jacksonville.
I think that might be my closest.
Yeah.
Carolina is my closest.
That'll be an easy one. I don't think we need to get to Kansas City. Don't think we really need to get to Buffalo unless we can get to a joint practice. Arizona, we got last year. I'd like to go. We talked yesterday about how I'm kind of coming around on Marvin Harrison Jr. Like to get to that one. And then the Packers are always tough to get to. And it's good news because that whole situation with the wide receivers is something that feels like it's completely hands off anyway. However, I would like to see how Matthew Golden, sometimes you can just tell if somebody comes in and they're the alpha and they walk in the door and they are. And we know that Matthew Golden has the profile, and he has it in him, dude, to come in there and just be the number one right out of the gate. That's why we go see these things, though, man. We got to see with our own two eyes. Green Bay, for now, Cody, I think I put it on the list of maybes. What do you think the most important camp to get to is?
I mean, it's where we can find the most value. I think you're looking at Tennessee. I think you're looking at the Chargers. And, yeah. I think Tennessee and Chargers, I think the top two that kind of come to my mind. Just figuring out that receiving room in Tennessee because it's so cheap. And then that running back room. And even the receivers a little bit in the Chargers that we didn't really talk about. But, like, I know it's Ladd McConkey, but outside of that, like, tight end, receiver, what does that look like? But mostly I think running back with the Chargers and receiver with the Tennessee Titans I think are very important for us to figure out.
I think that the one where we're going to get the most information out of is the one right there in your home state, dude. Not your home state, but in the state just north of your home state. I think it's the Carolina Panthers.
Child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.